They threw me off the hay truck around noon. I'd swung on the night before, down at the border. That's how I landed up at the Twin Oaks Tavern. It was nothing much. A roadside sandwich joint stuck out in the road in the middle of nowhere. A joint like a million others in California, with a half-busted bulb sign in red and white. A lunchroom, filling station, and out the back, a half dozen shacks they called an auto court. It wasn't exactly the stork club.
Hello. Hello there. I help you.
There been a guy by here with a Cadillac?
Cadillac?
Yeah, sure. Kind of a silvery blue caddy with white wings.
No, not today. I no see. No, sir.
Damn it. He's supposed to be picking me up here. We're having lunch.
Lunch? Yes. You pick right place for lunch. My wife, she cook like angel. What'd I get you?
I should wait.
It's okay, mister. You like eggs?
Sure.
Orange juice, corn flakes, enchilada.
Ah, that'll be fine.
It's no lunch. It's breakfast.
Yeah, I guess so.
Cora, orange juice, corn flakes, bacon, two eggs.
Better make it three. Over easy.
Three eggs. Over easy. Enchilada, coffee. You get...
Nice place you got here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. But the help, vamos, they all go.
Hmm?
I know, understand it.
That's tough.
Last guy we have. Nice guy, I think. Hard worker, so I like. He work here a week. Friday, I pay him like you do. Yesterday morning, I wake up, he gone.
You don't say.
I know, understand it. It's nice here. Nice air, no fog like Los Angeles. It's clear, all the time clear.
Air like wine, huh?
That's right. Lunch not be long, right? You don't worry.
One thing I gotta tell you. If this guy and the caddy don't show up, you're gonna have to trust me for lunch. I'm kinda short, you know?
You want a job?
No, sir. I got me a job. That's why I'm meeting this guy, see?
What if he don't show?
He'll show. But you hold lunch if you like. I'll understand.
No, 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 no. It's not what I mean. I could use healthy young fellow like you right now in my business. Sure. Nick Papadakis. Papadakis. He's Greek.
No kidding. Frank Chambers.
You can fix automobiles, Frank. Fix good.
Me? I'm a born mechanic.
I pay good.
I'd like to help you out, but a deal's a deal, you know? I'd hate to let him down.
Coffee, orange juice, cornflakes.
Baby, this Frank Chambers.
Yeah?
Frank, this is my wife. This, my little white bird.
Don't call me that.
Say hello, Frank.
Hell, he's too busy looking at the food.
Look, Frank. I got pretty wife, yes?
Hi.
Enjoy your breakfast.
Lunch. You call it lunch.
Whatever.
Maybe Frank come work for us.
Well, like I said, Hey, this coffee's good.
Then you wait till you taste her cooking. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
Shut up, Nick.
It's my wife. It's my little white bird. Listen, Frank. I got idea.
It took a good half hour of dancing around before I let myself get sold on the job. But by 1 o'clock, I was in the filling station fixing flats. And it wasn't the pay that made me stick around. You get me? It was that sulky look she had to her. The way her lips stuck out. Hell, it made me want to mash them in for her.
Garage help are not allowed in the kitchen.
I know. Mr. Papadakis told me. But I got a guy out here all burned up because someone pasted a sticker on his wind wing. I said I'd steam it off for him.
Kettle's just boiled. Over there.
Thanks. That's my girl.
What?
The kettle. You were right. Good head of steam on her.
Oh.
What'd you think I meant?
I didn't think nothing. I'm doing the dishes. You don't think when you're doing dishes.
I could help you with that.
Clean your wind wing.
Mr. Papadakis was right. You're quite a cook. That enchilada you gave me for lunch was a peach.
Thanks.
You people really know how to make them.
What do you mean, you people?
You're Mr. Papadakis.
You think I'm mixed, don't you?
Nothing like it.
I'm just as white as you are. You want to get along good round here, you'll remember that.
Sure. Ow! This thing's getting hot. You got a cloth?
Here. My hair makes me look a little mixed, maybe, being so black. But I ain't. I come from Iowa, for God's sake.
You don't look mixed, not even a little bit. You got nice, soft, white skin in your hair.
Yeah?
Well, I reckon those mixed women would just about die to look the way you do.
My name was Smith before I got married. That don't sound much like mixed, does it?
What's your first name?
Cora.
Cora. That's pretty. Can I call you that?
Okay.
I'm Frank.
I know. You want to end with that one?
Yeah, I ain't doing so good here. It needs a woman's touch.
Let me see.
Here. Keep it in the steam.
Just use a pickle. Gently. So rough with it, you'll smear the glue.
I got these strong hands. I'm always a little rough.
It's about what I expect from a guy like you.
I never had no complaints before.
Who's complaining? Why should I care?
Well, you take hold of the sticker that side, and we'll pull together. Ready?
Say when?
When?
Gently. Keeps it nice.
You like things nice?
Sure.
So how come you married that Greek?
Is that any of your business?
Oh, I think so, don't you?
Here's your win-win. Now get out! What's so funny?
Oh, nothing, Mrs. Papadakis. Nothing at all.
You like to sing, Frank?
I got no voice.
Me? I sing good. Real good. Hey, Cora.
What?
I sing good.
If you want.
No, I mean... She's not listening, I think.
Nah, it's the wind. Gets inside a person's head. It drives you crazy, a wind like that. Gets you thinking about possibilities. Maybe your wife's thinking about possibilities, huh, Cora?
Sing, Nick.
Okay. I sing Greek song. Song about love. It's Cora's favorite.
You like love songs, Cora?
Take him.
You must be real proud of your husband. A voice like that, place like this, beautiful love song. My, look at the job you made of those plates. They ain't hardly greasy at all.
I'm going to bed.
Cora, what's wrong?
Have some more wine.
Women, huh?
Women. Sing us another song.
Yes. American song, huh? I'm American now. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Let us sing a song of cheer again.
I didn't sleep much. I kept thinking about a leg. A neat, slim leg that poked out through the front of a greasy white uniform. The kind of leg that has a man tracing its length in his mind.
Oh, he's busted.
That was a lousy sign anyway. Half the bulbs didn't work.
You come in?
If that's what you want.
Put in new bulbs. Hang him up. We'll be okay.
You're the boss.
What's the matter with you?
Nobody has bulb signs anymore, Nick. They got neon signs.
Cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but they're brighter and they don't burn so much juice. That saves money.
It's too much to spend out.
But it's good business. I mean, look at this sign. What's it say? Twin Oaks? The tavern part ain't even lit up. Well, does Twin Oaks make you feel hungry? Would you want to stop and eat?
I think about it.
Good morning, sir. How can I help you?
Fill her up.
Right away, sir. You bet. Nice day for driving, sir.
Yeah. You got a washroom?
Yeah, around the back, sir, to your left.
Thanks.
You got a piece of paper, Frank?
Yeah, by the cash register. Why?
I have idea.
You do?
It's a good idea, too.
I'll bet.
I'm gonna draw me a sign.
Huh?
I'm gonna have red neon and white neon and blue neon.
Very patriotic.
It's gonna say Twin Oaks Tavern in red and Eat and Barbecue in blue.
Terrific.
And Sanitary Restrooms in pink. And then Papadakis. Prop.
That'll knock him for a loop.
And Stars and Stripes.
You finished?
Oh, then there we go, sir. That's $1.40.
And the cross knife and fork.
Keep the change.
Why, thank you, sir.
I'm going to Los Angeles tomorrow. I'll get a new sign.
Why wait? You could have it hanging up here tonight.
I could?
Sure. And Papadakis, prop.
I do it. By golly, I go. You tell Cora, huh? Frank, it's my idea, yes?
Sure. All your idea.
I see you later. Look out the corner for me.
I'll do my best.
Nick? Oh, it's you.
How come you're always doing dishes?
How come you're always in my kitchen?
Because there's always something in here. It smells real good.
What's that?
That's nothing.
Someone's trying to get in. Why are you looking at me like that? Let him in.
Nick's gone into L.A.
See to the customers.
What customers?
Who locked that door? Did Nick lock that door?
What do you think? You see, they've been up.
Did Nick say what time he'd be back?
Come here.
Don't do this if you don't mean it.
See, if this feels like I mean it or not.
In your new shape?
Yeah.
Bite me!
I bit her. I sunk my teeth into her lips so deep I felt the blood spurt into my mouth. It was running down her neck when I carried her upstairs.
Cora! Oh, Cora!
Leave me alone.
Your poor little mouth is so swelled up.
Blame Frank.
What do you do to
her?
Hey,
hold on a minute.
What do you do to her?
You tell him, Cora.
I told the son of a bitch to fix that swing door. Damn thing swung back and hit me in the mouth.
That's right.
My poor, poor baby. You do what my Cora tells you. Hear me?
Okay, okay. Anything she wants.
Little white bird.
Don't make a fuss, huh?
Hey, Nick. Did you get the sign?
Sign? Sure I did. It's outside in the car.
Let me see.
You hang him up, Frank. You hang him up now.
Yeah, whatever you say.
Come on. I want to see. Oh, Nick.
It's all my idea, hey, Frank?
All of it.
The stars and stripes, the Greek flag.
All those crazy little curly cues.
It's gonna look like a Christmas tree.
Turn him on, Frank. Turn him on.
Ready?
Ready.
Ready. Oh, and Baba Ducky Sprook.
By golly. By golly.
Next couple of months, whenever Nick went into Los Angeles, we closed the lunchroom. Poor Staff never knew a thing. He was so dumb. Like a little dog looking up at you hopefully out of big brown eyes.
Don't say that. I hate him.
So why'd you marry him?
You spent 2 years in the Los Angeles hash house. You'll take the first guy you meet with a gold watch. I took him, and so help me. I meant to stick by him, Frank. But I can't. Not anymore. Oh, God. Do I look like a little white bird?
Let's go away.
Where?
Anywhere. We'll ditch the Greek and blow.
But where?
We could go to Guatemala.
Why Guatemala?
I don't know. I've always had a yen to go to Guatemala. I'm talking about the road, Cora. Nobody knows it better than me. Every twist and turn it's got.
Like a couple of gypsies.
Going where we want, doing what we want.
A fine gypsy you were. You didn't even have socks.
You liked me.
I loved you. I'd love you even if you didn't have a shirt. I'd love you especially without a shirt. So I could feel those nice, hard shoulders.
And stocking them railroad detectives keeps you fit.
Your heart all over. Big and tall and hard. And your hair is soft and light. And I love you, Frank. You're not all soft and greasy like Nick.
You and me in the road, Cora.
Not remotely like Nick.
How about it? We'll go today. Now, before he comes home.
Okay.
Come on. Come on.
You'd better put your pants on first.
Yeah. Cora?
It won't do, Frank.
Sure it will. I know the road, remember?
Yeah, but it don't lead anywhere except the hash house. Hash house for me and some lousy parking lot job for you. We deserve better than that.
We can't stay here.
Frank. You do love me, don't you?
Yes.
So much that not anything matters?
Yes, yes, I do.
There's a way.
What?
How would you feel about marrying a widow?
You're a hellcat, ain't you?
No. really. I want to work and be something. But you can't do that without love. At least I can. I made a mistake, Frank. A big mistake. And if I have to turn Hellcat to fix it just once, to fix it, then I'll be a Hellcat. But it isn't what I really am. What do you say?
They hang you for that.
Not if you do it right. You're smart, Frank. You can think of a way. Plenty of people have.
You talk like it was all right.
Of course it's not all right. But is this all right?
Cora!
Who's gonna know? Except you and me.
You and me.
Nothing else matters. Not anything. I want to get drunk with you, Frank. I don't mean liquor. I mean drunk with you. I want that so bad. You've no idea.
You're a Hellcat, all right.
Kiss me, Frank. Kiss me on the mouth.
Your little mouth.
Can you still see the tooth marks?
Let me see. Yeah. I'll be. Two little blue creases like little blue moons.
See? You marked me for life.
Yeah.
For life.
I'd love to run my tongue down your neck.
Come here.
Oh, God, you taste so good.
Come here. Give me your hand. There.
Oh, baby.
Don't move your hand.
You know something?
Don't talk.
Your eyes. Shining up at me like two blue stars. It's like being in church.
Where are you going?
Have a shave. Why?
Not now, Frank. I have bath. Always I have bath when we close up Saturday. You know that.
Darn, I forgot.
He forgets.
I'll boil you some water in a kettle, Frank. You know he likes the whole heater full for his bath.
Little white bird. I love you.
I can shave in my room, Nick. Don't worry.
I go up now, Cora.
Okay.
You know what to do?
We've been over it 100 times.
So, tell me.
You don't trust me, do you?
I've never done anything like this before.
You think I have?
You scared?
No. No.
Here. I got the ball bearings. You got the sugar bag?
There.
Now wad them down tight. Tie a knot.
Like that.
Yeah. That'll make a pretty good blackjack. Now, you put the water in my room like I'm ready to shave. That's what I'll say I did. Then, I remember I left the car out front, so I went out to move it.
As soon as I hear him get in the tub, I go in the bathroom for a towel and clip him from behind. Then I hold him under till he drowns.
I'll give a blast on the horn if anyone comes.
Frank!
Okay. Now what next?
Cora! I know. Don't rush me. I leave the water running and climb out of the window and onto the porch roof. Then I climb down the stepladder. You put the stepladder out, right?
Yeah, 30 minutes ago.
Then I give you the blackjack and come back in the kitchen.
Then I move the stepladder. And when the water starts to drip through into the kitchen...
I call you. You break down the door. We find him. I call an ambulance. But it's too late.
Right.
Right. You and me that, Frank?
You and me. On top of our mountain where nobody can touch us. Just you and me and God's clean air and all the space in the world, Cora.
Yeah. You better get out front. Get in the car. You hear or see anything, hit that horn.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a Hellcat. I'm a Hellcat!
Take your time, baby. Take your time.
Jesus.
Hey, cat, don't do that to me. What do you think you're doing, you dumb cat? You almost made me hit the horn. Now off you go. Shoot, shoot. Hey, get away from that stepladder, you dumb cat. Get away from that before I wring your goddamn neck. Here, kitty.
Here, kitty. Kitty.
Nick? Nick, can I come in? Nick, I just need a towel.
Here, kitty. Here, kitty, kitty. Damn, you cat. Come down from those steps.
You got a problem there, fella?
Anything, officer. Nah, no problem. Just this dumb cat.
Yours?
I've been hanging around for a few days. Think it's adopted me.
That's your car?
Yeah, belongs to the guy I work for. I'm gonna put it away now.
Okay, just checking. No chance of a coffee, I guess.
Yeah, we're all closed up, sorry. Shoo, kitty. Go on, shoo.
Well, that cat don't take no notice of you. It's going right up that stepladder.
God damn thing.
You ought to move that. Someone could get up to the porch roof.
And I was fixing the gutter. I'll put it away.
I love a cat. Always up to something.
You bet.
Well, good night.
Good night, officer. I'll see you around.
Take it easy.
Not now, Cora. Please, not now.
Just getting a towel, Nick. Oh, okay. I'm ready for a nice long soak now. Hey, what you doing?
Help! The light! What's happening to the light? Who put the lights down? Frank! Frank! Help! Help me! Frank!
For God's sake, keep quiet!
Frank!
Quiet! Did you do it?
What happened to the lights?
I don't know. Did you do it?
I didn't hold him under yet. Why has it all gone dark, Frank?
We gotta bring him to. There was a cop out there. He saw the stepladder.
Put the lights on. Put the goddamn lights on.
I can't. He must have fused. Did he see you do it?
I don't know.
Were you behind him?
I think so. No! Push him under, Frank. Push him under.
Are you nuts? With a cop just gone, if Nick dies, we're sunk.
But what if he saw me?
What could he see? The lights popped. He just slipped and fell. That's what happened, Cora. Just that. Oh. Now, give me a candle. I gotta get him out of the bath.
A candle?
I'll call an ambulance. Cora!
Okay, I'll get a candle.
Okay, Nick. Come on now. You're gonna be fine, Nick. God damn it, you better be.
It looks like a fractured skull.
Boy, he really took a tumble, didn't he?
I don't think you've anything to worry about. But we'll have to keep him in for a week or so. 10 days, maybe.
10 days? Go home and get some rest. We'll call you if there's any change.
Mrs. Papadakis?
Oh, my God.
Officer.
Just a few questions, Mrs. Well, hello again.
Hi. I didn't expect to see you here.
I could say the same thing.
Cora, this is the officer I told you about, called into the tavern just before Nick's accident.
Oh, if you'll excuse me.
Yes. Thank you.
I wasn't a mile up the road when I picked up the call.
Yeah, I guess we're real lucky.
Mind if I drive on back to the tavern with you, Mrs. Papadakis? A couple of things I need to check out.
Yeah, don't you think she's had enough for one night?
Just routine, sir. No need to be jumpy.
Who's jumpy?
Take no notice, officer. He works for us. He's very loyal.
I think she's very...
Maybe you could drive me back. We could clear up the details on the way.
Cora.
I'm fine, Frank.
Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
I'll meet you outside in just a few minutes. I need to, you know, freshen up.
Of course, ma'am. I'll be waiting in the lobby.
Damn it to hell.
Calm down, Frank. You're blown.
That damn cop.
He suspicions us.
I know that. If he tumbles what the stepladder was for, what did you do with the blackjack?
It's here in my pocket.
Oh, God almighty, if they'd searched you.
Well, they didn't.
Give it to me. I'll get rid of it on the way back.
Why'd you think I'm riding with the cop? Snap the bearings out into the bushes while you're driving. Just don't get seen.
You're handling this real well, you know that?
Somebody has to. Now, come on.
Cora?
Everything's okay.
What's he doing?
He's helping, Frank.
Well, ain't that a shame?
What?
The cat, lying on her back with all 4 feet in the air. Must have stepped off your ladder onto the fuse box.
Oh, right.
Killed her deader than hell.
Can I go inside now?
So that's what happened. Darn thing went off like a pistol shot. I didn't even have time to move the car.
Poor dumb things can't get it in their heads about electricity, can they? No, sir. It's too much for them. Well, that about straightens us out. Had to check up, you know?
Of course.
I have to go inside.
You go right ahead, Mrs. Papadakis. I'm all finished here. Good night.
Open the door, Frank.
Good night, officer. And thanks.
Hey.
Hold on to it, baby.
You got rid of the blackjack?
Yeah. Easy now. Easy. It's okay, baby. I'm here. You did real good, you know? Real good. Yeah, I know. It was just our dumb luck. Pulled us through. They'd have guessed anyway. They always guess, except in the movies. It's okay. It's okay. I'm here. I'm right here.
Thank God for you.
And Nick believed this. Nick believed this, didn't he, huh? About slipping?
Yeah. I was scared. So scared.
You gotta have something to tell him, that's all.
I guess I'm not really real.
You did fine, just fine.
We're gonna sleep together, Frank. Wake up together. Oh, we understand. 10 days.
You're never gonna sleep with anybody but me, baby. Never again.
It's gonna be so sweet. Kiss you good night.
Good night. Oh, you're not gonna sleep yet.
I'm not.
Not a chance. Come here. Why bother? We got the whole house. We got the whole week. Why, Mrs. Papadakis, what a lot of buttons you have.
Hey, don't
splash me! Have you ever made love in the sea?
Stop it, Frank. Let's swim. Oh, I love it here. I feel free, you know?
I know. This has been the best week of my life, Cora.
Me too. Nick never let me come down to the beach. Always something else to do, you know? A pan to wash, dishes to stack.
He's
scared you're gonna run off.
Come on! She'll be home tomorrow.
I know.
I have to sleep with him instead of you.
No, you won't.
How'd you figure that?
We're going away.
Yeah?
Yeah, right away, before he comes back. That's what you want, isn't it?
Can we go to Guatemala?
Yeah, maybe even to Guatemala. He's out of hospital tomorrow night. Tomorrow morning, we hit the road.
Yeah! Oh, you Okay, this is the one. Come on, this is the one. Go on, come on. Oh, Frank, I...
We'll be okay, Cora. Oh,
but it's...
A man alone can get a ride, no problem. It's just a little harder when you're a couple.
My head hurts, my feet hurt.
I told you not to wear those stupid shoes.
Don't you call me stupid. I wanted to look nice so we'd be picked up quicker.
You always look nice.
We've been here for 4 hours, Frank. 4 hours.
It's like this sometime.
I'm holding you back.
No, you're not.
I am. I'm holding you back.
Don't be dumb.
I am not dumb. Okay. Okay, come on. Here's one. Okay. Come on. Come on. We can do it. Come on. No.
Okay, you stay here. I'll go down the road and get us a ride.
It's no good.
It's what we should have done anyway.
I can't, Frank.
What's the matter?
This is the matter. The road, I can't do it.
You're just tired,
no,
Cora.
No, I can't do it, Frank. I just can't. I'm sorry.
Do you want to go back to sharing his bed?
I can't do this.
I thought you wanted to be with me.
Not like this. Not feeling ashamed.
You're ashamed of me?
No. I'm ashamed of being out here begging for a ride.
I told you we're going to get a car and then go into the city.
And then what?
Then we're going to get going.
We're straight back to the hash house and living in a dump, yes.
Wasn't that a dump back there?
It was... different.
Cora, I can't go back. Not now. Not sleeping in a room next to the two of you.
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
Give me my suitcase.
No.
I'm going back. If I get there before the ambulance drops him off,
no.
I'll be all right. Give me the case, Frank. Give it to me.
Will you listen?
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Cora.
I'm sorry, Frank.
Cora.
I'm sorry.
Cora!
I'm sorry.
Come back! Cora! I hung about in the city for nearly a month. I was gonna hop a freight east, but I didn't. I tried not to think about her. I tried not to call. But I was in too deep.
Hey, Cora! Look who's here!
Hello, Cora.
Well, for heaven's sake.
She come back to us, Cora.
Well, I haven't exactly...
Sure, you back. You stay. You all forgiven now. Hey, me and Cora, we set up shop tomorrow. Go to Santa Barbara for fiesta. It's all planned. You come with us.
I don't know.
You must. It's fiesta, Frank. His girls, his music, his dancing feet.
Sounds fine.
Good, he's settled.
Service around here.
Hang on. I'll be right back, huh? We have some chinwag, eh, Frank?
Yeah, sure.
I come.
You been thinking about me?
I guess I wouldn't forget you all that soon.
Well, I was coming for you, Cora.
You just got delayed, right?
Don't act like this.
Seems to me I'm acting all right.
Come on, kiss me.
We're going to be having supper soon. If you're planning to stay, you'd better get washed up.
Cora, steak, eggs, greens, and toast.
Coming up! You can have your old room back next to Nick and me. I'm sure you'll be comfortable.
Hey, this is me, remember?
I remember. You're a guy who worked here once, right?
I'm turning in.
It isn't even 8 o'clock.
So?
Hey, Frank, where you go? We have drink, yes? We have home.
I'm tired, Nick. We can talk tomorrow.
Okay, it's a date. Tomorrow.
I didn't sleep. How could I? Middle of the night, I heard a noise on the stairs. And when I opened my door, I saw the light had been turned on in the kitchen.
Cora.
from me.
What are you doing with that knife?
It's my knife. He made a scrapbook, you know. All the bits from the paper about the cat. He made the scrapbook for his son, Frank. The son he's planning to make in Santa Barbara.
Of course.
Why did you have to come back? I was getting so I could go through with it.
I love you.
So come to Santa Barbara with us. Sit next to him in the car. Lie awake in the next hotel room while he's making a baby, why don't you? Just the three of us. Won't that be cozy?
Cora.
Oh, Frank, please, please, don't touch me.
I've got to touch you. Just the three of us, huh? Just the three of us leave in the car. But maybe the three of us don't arrive together. Okay?
No.
Come on. You were just about to stick a knife in him.
That was for me, Frank. The knife was for me.
Every other way out, we already tried.
Oh, Frank. I wish you were some good, I really do. But you're not.
We can't pull a perfect murder. We already learned that. What we've got to pull is such a lousy murder, it can only be a murder.
Hold it down, will you?
Oh, beautiful Cora. Beautiful white bear.
You're drunk.
Hey, he's your husband. Be nice to him.
And you're drunk, too.
Oh, are you here, Frank? We're drunk.
And Mommy's cross with us.
I'm driving by Malibu Beach. I've always wanted to see Malibu Beach.
California, here we come. Right back where we wanted from.
Hey, why are you turning here?
I told you, I want to see the beach.
That is not right way.
Oh, what would you know? You're drunk.
Oh, yes.
And if you can't hear the Swanee River play,
hey, it's pretty steep climb.
I'm driving, leave me be.
Oops, Mommy's cross with me. Hold on, by golly, we lost.
We are not lost, it's the back road to Malibu.
It's very dark.
That happens sometimes at night, you know.
Alright, you go slow.
I am going slow.
Yeah, you go plenty slow, because maybe I'll get killed.
Hey, Nick, there's still a couple of inches left, she's falling, you want some?
I share with you.
Cora! Hey, Cora!
Top of this great cutting.
Cora, you're wonderful!
Get off me!
Oh, God, by golly, look at the dial! Cora, temperature dial!
What's up?
It's hot! 205, we'll boil in 1 minute!
I'll let it boil.
Pull over!
Yes!
Pull over! You off the road, front wheels off the road.
Hey, Nick, look at that drop. That's quite a drop.
No, it's nothing. It's only 30 feet. In Greece, we have drops. I don't feel so good.
Something's coming.
I feel... Oh, golly.
Frank, something's coming.
There's a public road, isn't it?
Oh, dear me. I'm gonna be sick.
Frank, the cart.
Give them something to remember. Both guys alive when they went by. Hey, fellas! You want to join the party? Did you get the number?
ZX5801.
Again.
ZX5801.
Good girl. Now pass me the wrench.
Here. I'm gonna go find Nick.
Nick! Hey! Nikos! You okay, Nikos?
Oh, okay now. I'm sick. I'm very sick. Yes, Terry. Yes, Terry. Hey, you hear that?
It's just an echo.
It's fine, Echo. Hello! Hello!
That's great!
Hey. Sound like me?
Just like you, just the same old tune.
By golly. Hey, Frank, what are you doing with that wrench?
What wrench?
You got a wrench in your car.
No, I don't. Oh, yes, I do. I must be waving it around. Hey, look at me. I'm waving a wrench around.
You crazy, crazy man.
I sure am.
Anyway, I sing, yes?
You sing, and I'll wave the wrench in time to the music.
You shut up. You shut up. You made me too much laugh, huh? All right. Oh!
Cora! Cora!
Get him back in the car!
Give me a hand! He's a dead weight! Take his feet.
Got it!
Jesus, it's heavy.
Imagine that on top of you.
Never again, baby. Never again.
I put a big stone in the back bumper.
Good. Give me that piece of wood. I'll wedge it under. You did good getting the wheels over the cliff like this. Now, give me a hand. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three. Perfect. Okay, come on. We gotta slide down. I don't want footprints going the wrong way.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah, okay. Oh, no! Oh.
No! It's gonna be tough, Cora. You sure you can take it?
After that, I can take anything.
They'll come at you. The cops. They'll try and break you down.
I'm not scared.
I don't think they can pin anything on you. But say they do. Say they pin a year on you for manslaughter. Can you take that?
If we're in love. We've got to be in love, Frank. Then nothing matters.
I started for the car. My weight no sooner went on the floor than it sank and the damn thing turned over on top of me. I heard my shoulders snap. Then everything went dark. It was the last I knew for quite a while.
Like the man said when he fell out the airplane, it was a swell ride, but we hit kind of hard. How's your head?
Who are you?
The name's Second. I'm the district attorney.
What do you want?
Mrs. Papadakis told the inquest she was driving. Is that right?
Only if that's what she said. I was pretty drunk.
Is she okay?
She's being held for the grand jury. You got quite a record, Chambers. You've been in jail in places I haven't even heard of.
You knock around, you get in trouble with the cops now and again. What are you getting at?
Well, I'll tell you, boy. Here's an automobile accident that yesterday was an open and shut case of manslaughter. A couple of drunks, a woman driving. Today, every place I touch it, up pops a witness to tell me something. And when I fit it all together, my case falls apart.
So?
So why don't you tell me exactly how you and that woman murdered the Greek? Cat got your tongue?
Get out of here.
You were sleeping together, weren't you?
No.
Come on. I seen her, Chambers.
I never even thought about
it. You were sleeping with her. That's why you knocked off the husband.
Mister, I heard tell of guys who'd kill for what you say I was getting when they weren't getting it. But I never heard of a guy who'd commit murder for it when he already had it.
No. Not for a nice piece of property.
Oh, yeah. I look like a guy who wants to run a lunchroom.
Maybe not. Maybe you were just after the $10,000 accident policy Papadakis carried on his life. Oh, Mr. Chambers, you've turned white as a sheet.
May Christ kill me. I never heard of any insurance policy till this minute.
No.
This looks bad for me, don't it?
Oh, worse than bad, my friend. It stinks. You're sleeping with her. You have a rare old time when the poor slob's in hospital after his accident. Then you have an idea. Maybe you can get him to take out an accident policy. You blow for a month to give her time to talk him into it. Then you come back, get him drunk, knock him over the head with a wine bottle, and push the car into the gully on Malibu Lake Road. One dead Greek, one rich couple.
Nothing like that happened.
Maybe. Maybe not. I can make a jury believe
it. It isn't true, goddammit.
Ah, so it was all her idea, was it?
What?
Oh, your poor head. You're not thinking straight, are you?
Leave me alone.
There were three people in that car. It's a cinch the Greek didn't do it. And if you didn't do it, that just leaves her, right?
I don't know what you mean.
Somebody killed the Greek. If it was her, she tried to kill you, too. You can't let her get away with that. Unless you're guilty, of course. That's the only reason I can think of why you wouldn't sign a complaint against her.
I go away. My head. I can't get my head around
it's
this.
You are her, Chambers. If you don't sign the complaint, I'll know you were involved. So will the judge, so will the jury, so will the guy that springs the trap under the noose. You've only got this one chance. Now, what's it gonna be? Here's a pen. Ah, there now, I knew you'd see sense. Would you just date that, too? Thank you. Mr. Chambers, you do seem to be sweating rather a lot. Should I call a nurse?
Well, good morning, Mr. Chambers.
Who are you? Jesus. Every time I wake up in this goddamn hospital, there's someone in my room. Get out.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. My name is Katz. I'm a lawyer.
I didn't ask for any lawyer.
Oh, believe me, you should have. Oh, Mr. Chambers, you're in a spot. You never should have signed that complaint.
How do you know about that?
Never mind. I can get you out of it. In fact, I'm probably the only man in this state who can. I know Sackett, you see. I know how his mind works. Sackett. Looks like a preacher, but his heart is pure granite. I'm also acting for Mrs. Papadakis, by the way. She's pretty sore at you. You've just accused her of attempted murder.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't mean to tell her.
I'll tell her what's good for her to know, Mr. Chambers. For the rest, I'll be handling it. And that means I'm handling it. Whatever I do. You got that?
Whatever you do, Mr. Katz. Thanks.
I'll take it that means I'm hired. Such a sensible decision, Mr. Chambers. You're right. I'll send someone to be with you at the arraignment. I can't appear for you both. How's your shoulder?
It hurts.
I'll have a word with my little toothy friend. See if she can't get you some extra morphine. You're going to need all the rest you can before the arraignment.
It was hot as hell in that courtroom. There was a whole slew of reporters. Cora wouldn't even look at me. They told her she was accused of Nick's murder and of trying to murder me. I was pretty woozy from the morphine. But when Katz put the guy from the insurance company on the stand, I came to pretty quick.
Mr. Gurney, you wish to escape payment on this indemnity on the ground that a crime has been committed. Is that correct?
Now, I have never seen, in 20 years of handling this kind of claim, for this and other companies, I've never seen such a clear-cut case. Now, I don't just believe a crime has been committed, Mr. Katz. I practically know it.
Thank you, Mr. Gurney. You may step down now. Your Honor, I plead her guilty on both counts.
Where are you taking me? What are you doing?
In here, Chambers.
You son of a bitch.
Cora.
Get out of here.
Cora, I swear to God.
Don't you speak to me.
That Katz, he's nothing but a cop stool pigeon. I thought he was straight. I swear I did. We've been flim-flam.
Oh, no. We ain't been flim-flam. I've been flim-flam.
He fooled me.
I see it now. Why I had to drive the car. Why I had to do it that other time, not you. I have been so dumb.
Cora, I swear to God.
Save your breath.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Papadakis. Mr. Chambers.
You goddamn fool pigeon.
Have you any idea what is eating Mr. Chambers?
Will you two stop playing games?
I don't know what you mean.
I'll just quit, will you? He was in this just as much as me. I want to make a statement.
Oh, my dear, if you'll just let me handle this,
I'm... You! You handled it. Now I'm handling it.
Well, if you're sure this is what you want...
Get me a cop in here.
Cora, don't...
Quit squealing. I'm not begging this by myself. Just get me someone in here.
Very well. One moment.
Cora, this isn't like you think it is.
I never thought you'd turn on me, Frank. I never thought you would.
I didn't. Cora, you have to believe me.
My name's Kennedy. You want to make a statement?
You bet. We killed my husband. Me and Frank Chambers. We planned it together, and we pulled it off together.
They took me back to the hospital. Kennedy, the guy who took the confession, never left me for a moment. He told me the hearing was set for the next morning. After that, we didn't say anything. It was a long night. I had a lot of long nights with Cora, one way and another.
It's all over, Mr. Chambers.
When do we hang?
You're perfectly free, Mr. Chambers. I'll have Kennedy here on your home if your shoulder is up to it.
And Cora?
Oh, I expect she'll be waiting for you with apple pie and ice cream or whatever your tastes tend to.
But I don't...
She was released an hour ago. You seem surprised.
You could say so.
This has been the greatest case I ever had.
Sackett was so sure he had you. He was crowing over dinner last night. Why, he even bet me $100 he'd get her condemned before lunch.
But his statement, her confession.
Oh, you didn't think I'd really let her talk to the police, did you? Kennedy here works for me. That little document is locked up in my safe right now. All Sackett really had was that complaint you signed.
I turned yellow.
Yellow is a color you figure on in murder. Sackett knew that once you testified against her, nothing on earth would stop her ratting on you. Unfortunately, our dear DA hadn't calculated for the brilliance of cats, huh?
But how did you work it?
I traced the Greek's insurance agent. That new policy had nothing to do with his accident. He was hustled into it when the agent renewed his car policy. More important, his old policy still had a week to run.
So?
So? But that's the whole thing.
Then quit this, for God's sake. Just tell me.
Oh, my, aren't we impatient. Listen. Sackett's insurance company, the Pacific States Accident, is on a $10,000 personal accident policy. A lot of money. They don't want to pay. Clear so far?
I guess.
Well, in my corner, I've got a guarantee of California $10,000 public liability bond and a Rocky Mountain Fidelity public liability bond for another $10,000. That's how much?
$20,000.
My, he walks, he talks, he even thinks. No wonder Mrs. Papadakis is so taken with it.
Now, look, Katz.
No, you listen to me. If she goes down for murder, Sackett's man keeps $10,000. But if you sue for injury sustained because of attempted murder, my two fellas have to shell out $20,000. Nasty. So I think a little. And I get the three of them in a room. My two chip in $5,000 apiece to pay off Sackett's man. My friends are happy. They've saved themselves $5,000 apiece. Sackett's man is happy. It hasn't cost his company a bean. Mrs. Papadakis is happy. She gets $10,000. I'm happy. I get a fat fee. Who isn't happy, Chambers?
Sounds like life is just a bowl of cherries.
Not if you're Sackett. Not when his insurance guy changes his testimony on the witness stand and says he's satisfied that no crime was committed. They have to reduce the murder charge to manslaughter. And with Cora looking like she does, who's going to convict? All those pretty tears? 6 months suspended sentence. And they practically apologized for that.
Then we're both free?
Free and clear. Would you like Kennedy to drive you home? He can drop me on the way. I have Sackett's personal check for $100 in my pocket. Kennedy?
I'll drop you at the bank, Mr. Katz.
Bank? Are you joking? Drop me at that gallery on Hollywood and Vine. I'm going to have it framed.
She was sitting on the steps in front of the lunchroom when Kennedy dropped me off. She was just staring ahead. And I swear, she didn't look a day over 17.
You turned on me, Frank.
No.
Yes. You did. I saw it in your eyes.
All right, I turned on you. I cracked. I thought you'd be the one to crack.
I did. I turned on you, too. I wish they'd let us alone. Sackett, Katz, all of them. Even if it had meant we'd have had our love. All we ever had.
Do you want a drink?
You know what? We're no good, Frank. Either of us. God kissed us on the brow back there. He gave us all that love and we just fell apart under it.
I'll open up. I'll get us some bourbon.
It's like a big airplane engine that can take you right through the sky, right to the top of the mountain. Put that engine in a Ford. And it just shakes to pieces.
I need a drink.
That's what we are, Frank. Just a couple of Fords.
The hell with that. We got clean away, and we got $10,000 for doing the job.
Not enough to buy our mountain.
This place is ours now. In 6 months, when the court discharges you, we'll sell up and blow. We'll go to Guatemala. We'll be together.
Sure. Let's go inside.
Come here.
Frank.
Get that bottle off the shelf.
Not now, Frank.
Why not now? Nick's dead. We got what we wanted.
Yeah. We got what we wanted.
Here.
No, thanks.
Here.
All right.
Take your clothes off.
If you want.
All of them. I want to look at you.
What are you going to do, Frank?
What do you think? This is our place now. We can do whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
I'm going to pour bourbon all over you, and then I'm going to lick it off.
Here, Frank. Here I am. How do I look? Is this how you want me? Is this how you want me, Frank? I don't care. I don't care. Anything you want. Go on, Frank. Pour the bourbon.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, baby. So sorry.
That's 35, 40, 50 cents change, sir. You come again.
She's even purer than she looked in the paper.
Yeah, I'll say.
I guess all that's been pretty good for business, huh?
Look around. You see an empty table?
You're a lucky fellow.
Yeah, I know it.
Frank, I got an idea.
Not now, baby. I'm busy.
Bye now. Bye, pretty lady.
Goodbye. Come again.
Well, don't you just charm them off the trees.
Frank.
I said I'm busy.
Let Juanita do it. That's why we pay her for it. Frank, we should set out tables under the trees. People would like it. All this nice weather in California. Who wants to sit in a lunchroom?
Why bother? We're selling out as soon as your sentence expires.
You could put out tables with pretty cloths and maybe string up some lights.
It's too much to spend out, Cora.
You sound like Nick.
I need a drink.
We could use some of the inside tables. You could do a little platform with an awning and a radio and a little music, Frank. Wouldn't that be nice?
Where the hell's that bottle?
We could make it a beer garden now that Prohibition's finally over. The beer license is only $12. We can afford
$12. God damn, where's my bourbon? I'm getting out of here.
Well, now, who's for more coffee?
Yeah.
On the house, huh?
Sure thing, huh?
Juanita! Coffee! Coffee! All around! Frank? Frank?
What are you doing, huh? What are you doing to me?
You scared me.
I scared you. Oh, that's funny. You're scaring me, baby. All your let's do this, let's do that. All I want is to sell up and go.
I don't want to waste an opportunity.
If we get a beer license, we're in the beer business.
We're already in the gasoline business and the hot dog business, the coffee business, the employing waitresses business. You're getting me in over my head.
The only thing you're in over your head is booze.
Oh, yeah? Well, maybe I ain't happy.
Who's happy? You don't want to do anything. You don't want to be anything.
I want to be away from here. I want to be somewhere where every time I look around, I don't see a ghost of a goddamn Greek jumping out at me.
You don't see no ghost. Some people might see a ghost, but not you. You gotta be sensitive to see a ghost.
I'm not sensitive, huh?
You're a bum.
You knew that. You knew that all along.
I wanna be something.
You are, baby. You are a murderer and a whore. Cora.
Oh, what the hell? Let's get a bottle. Let's go to bed. Isn't that what you want?
Yes.
Okay, whatever you say, Frank, what does it matter?
That's the way it went. Two or three times a week. You keep that up for 6 months, you get through a lot of bourbon. And after a while, it don't help anymore.
My sentence ran out. Papers came this morning. I'm going to see my folks.
Okay.
You want the address?
You'll be back, won't you?
Yeah.
So I'll see you then.
We need some time apart, Frank.
Fine. Go right ahead. Run out on me.
Frank.
I've got to open up. She left. I drank. But after a while, drinking alone ain't so much fun. That's how I picked up with this redhead, Mary Kramer. She came into the tavern 2-3 times 1 week. We got talking. Not only was she stacked, she could match me shot for shot. It took about a quart and a half of bourbon, and we were in the car together, heading south. We spent the first night in San Diego. We enjoyed it so much, we stayed another night. Then we crossed the border into Mexico. I felt, like there was space between Cora and me. I was heading for Guatemala. But we'd only got as far as Ensenada when I realized Guatemala wasn't gonna be far enough.
What are you doing all in black?
My father died.
You should have wired me.
I didn't want to bother you.
I've missed you, Cora.
Really?
Really.
I'm glad.
I took a trip while you were away.
Best thing you could have done. We both needed a break.
I felt kind of restless after you'd gone, and...
Did you have a good time?
Fair. Good as I could have. Without you.
I've got a lot to tell you, Frank. I think things are going to be better from now on.
Let me get you a drink.
No, I'm not drinking anymore. You see, Frank, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I really...
Hello there.
I'm sorry, mister. We're closing early tonight. I should have locked up our... Hey, it's Kennedy, right?
You remember.
Cora, you remember Mr. Kennedy from Katz's office?
How could I forget?
How is Katz?
No idea. We had a little argument and I walked out. Is there any coffee?
Sure. Sit down.
I'll get it.
No, honey, you
no,
rest.
No, yes, no, I'll get it.
What are you doing now?
Not a thing. Fact of the matter, that's why I wanted to see you. I was wondering if you could maybe let me have a little money.
I guess. You did us a good turn back there. I don't keep much around, but 50 or 60 bucks would help you.
I was hoping you could make it more.
Okay, Kennedy, what is this?
That paper. The one I wrote up for Mrs. Papadakis. It was still in the files when I left. I thought maybe you'd like to get that back.
You mean that hop dream she called a confession?
That's the one. Of course, I know there's nothing in it. But I thought for you it might have a sentimental value.
How much?
How much would you give?
Like you said, there's nothing in it. I might give 100.
I figured more.
Yeah?
Yeah. I figured 25 grand.
You crazy.
You get 10 grand from Katz. This place has been making money, maybe 5 grand. And you could get 10 from the bank and the property easy. That's 25 grand.
You stripped me clean for that worthless bit of paper.
I don't think Mr. Sackett would think it was worthless.
Get out of here, Kennedy.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere, Chambers.
Okay, put the gun away.
Not a chance.
I guess you got me.
I guess so.
But you're figuring too high. We got 10 from Katz, that's right. We made 5 off the place, but we spent a grand in the last couple of weeks. We both took trips. And we can't get 10 on the property. Things the way they are, we'd be lucky to get 5. Maybe we could get 4.
Keep talking.
10, 4, and 4, that makes 18.
All right. $18,000.
Oh, Cora!
Get the gun!
Jesus Christ!
Oh, he's not gonna help you.
My arm!
I was aiming for your head. Think yourself lucky I'm a lousy shot.
Where did you get that gun?
It was my father's. Against the wall, Kennedy. Move!
My arm!
I can handle this. I've got his gun.
Where's the paper? Come on! Where is it?
I don't have it with me. Cora!
I missed. Oh, what a shame. Never mind, Kennedy. I've got 4 more bullets.
I'll get it out of him.
Frank! Frank, don't lock him up, Frank! Frank, we need him! Frank, that's the mark! Frank, for God's sake, Frank, that's the mark!
Where's the paper, Kennedy?
In the car. Look, compartment.
You better be right.
You got his gun, Frank. Cover him. I'll get it.
I kept Kennedy in check while Cora went out to the car. It was all happening, because what she found outside was more than just the papers. Mary was there, too, with a message for me. You got it?
I got it. And guess what? There are 6 photo sets, too. 5 positive, 1 negative. You had ambitions, didn't you, Mr. Kennedy?
What are you going to do to me?
What do you think?
Let him go, Cora.
I want revenge.
Leave it. He's a dumb son of a bitch. Anyway, bringing that stuff with him. We don't want any more killing.
Oh, and if we did, you'd want to do it yourself, wouldn't you, Frank? Okay, Putz, get out of here.
Wow. Welcome home, baby. Give me those papers. I'll burn them.
I want to keep them. I want to send them to Mr. Sackett.
Come on, don't joke.
Who's joking?
You want to put your head in the noose?
My head? Didn't you know, Frank? They already charged me with murder. I got off. No, it won't cost me a thing to make you dance on air, and that's exactly what you're going to do.
What's the matter with you?
Your laundry maid just called. Here, catch.
What is this?
Something you left behind in Ensenada. Get out.
No.
Pack your bags and get out, or so help me God, I'm gonna...
You won't do it.
Maybe I will.
I love you, Cora.
Don't lie to me no more.
Cora.
Why, Frank? Why?
Okay, I was going off with that woman. We were going to Guatemala. You know I always wanted to go to Guatemala.
What's in Guatemala?
How the hell do I know?
Why did you come back?
I had to.
You were free and clear.
No, I wasn't. We were chained to each other, Cora. Don't you know that? We were never on top of no mountain. The mountain was on top of us, only we never saw it.
Is that the only reason you came back?
No. It's you and me. There's nobody else. I love you, Cora, but love, once you get fear into it, it's not love anymore.
So you hate me?
I don't know. But I'm telling you the truth for once in my life, and that's part of it, and you've got to know it.
I said I had something to tell you, Frank, remember?
Tell me.
I'm going to have a baby.
What?
I
suspicioned it before I went away, and right after my father died, I was sure.
The hell you say? The hell you say? Come here, give me a kiss.
Frank, we took a life, didn't we? Now we're going to give one back.
That's right.
I can't go to Sackett. I can't have this baby and then have it find out I let its father swing for murder.
Honey.
Whatever it was got into me. The devil, whatever. It's left me, Frank.
Cool.
But has it left you?
I don't know what you mean.
You have to have your chance. The same chance I had. A chance to kill me.
Kill you? You kidding? I'm going to marry you.
I've worked out how. You could kill me swimming. We'll swim way out. It'll just be one of those things that happen at the beach. Nobody will ever know. We'll go tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning we get married.
If you want. But we'll go swimming after.
Come on. Kiss me.
If I come back, there'll be kisses. Not drunken kisses. Kisses with dreams in them. Kisses that come from life, not death.
It's a date.
We got married at City Hall, and then we went to the beach. She looked so happy. I just wanted to play in the sand, but she had this little smile on her face. And after a while, she went into the surf and started to swim out.
I love it with my face to the swell.
I like it with my back.
That's good. We can see each other's face. Oh, I love the way the waves lift my breath. Are they big, Frank?
I tell you tonight.
Red. And pretty soon my belly will be big too. And I love that. And I want everyone to see it. It's life. I can feel it in me.
I turned away and swam down into the water. 9, 10 feet, I could tell by the pressure. I kicked my legs and went down deeper till I thought my ears would pop. I could feel the water pressing in on my chest, my lungs. And it seemed to me that all that devilment and meanness and shiftlessness and no-account stuff in my life had been pressed out and washed off, and I was all ready to start with her again. Clean.
Come on. Let's go home.
Sure?
I'm sure. We're going to be happy, baby.
I hope so.
Forever and ever. You and me and the baby. Are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Just one of those sick spells like that, you know.
You swallow any water?
I don't think so. Frank! Oh, it feels funny inside.
Hold on to me.
Frank, I don't want anything to go wrong with that baby.
Now lie flat out in the water. Here. Now don't try and swim. I'll tow you in.
Frank!
Don't move. Let me do it. Grip onto that strap, baby.
Frank, you've got to get me.
It's okay. It's okay. Just breathe. Breathe deep. There's a hospital a couple of miles above Santa Monica. Goddamn tourist! Always a goddamn tourist on the road when you're in a hurry.
Frank, it's okay. Don't... I'm feeling...
You lie back and relax. Get out of the goddamn way! Oh, what the hell? It's okay, honey. We'll soon be...
Hey, mister.
What?
Jesus. Look at that. Right through the neck. You hold on there, mister. We'll get help.
Oh, is that dripping? Something's dripping.
Hey, take it easy. We'll get you out of there.
Dripping. It's blood.
Tell the cops, for Christ's sake.
It's blood. Cora.
Take it easy.
Cora. Cora!
They got me for it. They found the confession back at the tavern. Cats couldn't do a thing. We murdered the Greek to get the money, and then I murdered her to have it all to myself. Well, it sure looked like that. Sackett called me a mad dog, and the judge said he'd show me the same consideration as he would any other mad dog. I'm in the death house now. Maybe there'll be a commutation. That's what Father McConnell says. There won't. I know that. But in this place, you hope anyhow, just because you can't help it. One thing bothers me a lot. Do you think she knows I didn't do it? You'd think she'd know. But maybe it went through her head when the car hit that I did it anyhow. Oh, Cora. I didn't do it. You have to believe me. My thoughts keep coming apart on me. I think they give you dope in the food so you don't think about it. I try not to think. Whenever I do, I'm out there with Cora, with the sky above us and the water around us, talking about how happy we're gonna be and how it's gonna last forever. Well?
I'm sorry, James. No stay.
Oh. Oh, well. Here they come. Father McConnell says prayers help. If you got this far, send one up for me and Cora. And make it that we're together. Wherever it is.
The Postman Always Rings Twice by James M. Cain, adapted for radio by Sean McKenna. Frank was William Hope. Cora was Miriam Sir. And Nick Papadakis, Andy Lucas. The Cup was Gavin O'Herlihy. Katz, Peter Whitman. Sackett, Steve Hodson. Kennedy, James Telfer. The Nurse, Pippa Hinchley. And the Customer, Anthony Donovan. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Original music was composed and performed by Andy Shepherd and Steve Lauder. The Postman Always Rings Twice was directed at Christ Church Studios in Bristol by Andy Jordan.